Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. And before we even get started, it's going to be a great show. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. But before we get into all of that, sad day in the world of hip-hop. Rob, as you notice, DMX has passed away at 50 years old. So we want to send our condolences out, our prayers out to his family, his survivors, that they be comforted in what is obviously a tough time. So I just wanted to say that before we get going.
Hard life indeed.
You know what? It's from things you see coming out, and just even if you followed his career. Yeah, man, he had a
hard life early on. Yep. Yeah. And that's why you look at him and say 50. He's very young, but when you live that life, Chris, there's a chance that you're not going to be an old man. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it is definitely sad. But glad you brought this up because I wanted to share something with you. And, you always give me a hard time about going on the Golden Girls cruise and all that stuff. Well, Gabrielle Union broke the news today with the passing of DMX. And you know what she revealed today, Chris?
What?
He was a Golden Girls fan! Yes, DMX! I love your music!
And I love. Do we have this sound?
I have it. We can get it if you want to hear it during another break.
Give me the sound. Give me a quote or something.
Yeah.
Just read the quote. What she put on Twitter?
It was on Twitter sound.
DMX was the sweet guy. Everybody thought he was this hard rock guy. He was a sweet guy. He actually loved the Golden Girls.
She wanted, he went to his dressing room because the other people didn't want to go in there because he had dogs. And she said they would have a Heineken and he would watch the Golden Girls and laugh. That he thought it was a funny show and enjoyed the Golden Girls. So there it is.
Okay.
DMX, you're my man. Yes, sir. You punched my man card today. Everybody trying to give me a hard time.
You better stop speaking ill of the dead, man.
No, I'm not. That's not ill. That's high praise. That's high praise, DMX. Rest in peace.
Difference, Rob Parker. Than watching an episode of The Golden Girls.
Not an episode.
Or
three.
And chuckling. And going on a Golden Girls cruise. I bet you X wasn't going on no Golden Girls cruise.
All I'm going to tell you right now is DMX.
Can you picture DMX on a Golden Girls cruise?
Right now, Chris, he's hanging out with Dorothy, Sophia and Blanche and DMX, and they're waiting for Rose to get there. And they're all there hanging out on the lanai, eating cheesecake. Well, she's almost 100 years old, Rose, so I'm just saying. All right, there we go.
Well, look, I'll give that to you. But like I said, I bet you I never would find DMX on a Golden Girls cruise. I'll go that far.
He wanted the room with me, but I just, you know, I'd stay on my own. I don't do that, okay?
All right, we got a great show for you. Kevin Frazier, host of Entertainment Tonight, of course, got his start in sports. And last night he was on with the TNT crew, Rob.
What a shocker that was.
But yeah, he's done it every blue moon, right? It seems like once every year and a half or so or whatever. Did you get any of what they were talking about? Anything?
I was watching it. I was at a restaurant last night watching the game. I watched the whole Clippers Suns game, but I couldn't hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was in a sports bar.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we'll have him at the bottom of the hour. That'll be a lot of fun. And we got Iowa Sam in once again for DJ Alex Teichert. Iowa Sam on the ones and the twos. On the Funky Flashback Friday, I certainly expect to hear a little bit of DMX. Also, running fangs, as always, our man, super producer, Rob G. And on the updates, a surprise. Rob Parker won't be happy about this, but I'm overjoyed. My main man, hey, Mr. Brian Finley in with the updates. All right.
Man, I just threw up in my mouth. All right, I'll just have to survive this show. That's all. So how long is this show? 3 hours? Oh, God. Okay.
All right, Rob, let's get to it. A lot of people in sports, some may not know what's going on, but certainly a lot of people have seen the back and forth between Megan Rapinoe, the great soccer player, female soccer player for the United States women's team, and Draymond Green in talking about women's pay. Now, the United States women's national team sued the United States Soccer Federation in 2019, I believe it was, because they're not getting equal pay to the men. And, you know, they've been making a lot of noise about it, a stink about it. And Draymond came out a few days, and Rob G, correct me if I get any of this wrong. Draymond came out a few, actually last month, and said, or was it a week ago? Recently.
I thought it was during the All-Star.
2 weeks ago. And he said, you know, just complain is not enough. I'm paraphrasing. You got to come up with a plan to get more money. Because he said it all boils down to the revenue. That's what the owners are all, or the presidents or whoever's running the organization. They're always going to say it's based on revenue. So you have to come up with a plan to up your revenue. And what he said was, the NBA wasn't always the league it is. They became this league by telling the stories. And, you know, all these great stories and making their players better known. And that's what you have to do. Who's telling your stories? That's essentially what he was saying. Who's telling the great stories about Sue Bird and Brittany Griner and so on and so forth? And Megan Rapinoe came out and was very critical of him. She said that he showed his whole ass. That's what she said. Mm. She said, "You don't know what you're talking about. You could know. I'm paraphrasing her too. You could know because you could reach out to any of us or any of these women's basketball players and find out." Rapinoe basically saying, we're doing stuff. It's not on us. We need the people that say they support women in their quest to get equal and fair pay to support the sport, whether that's attending more games, promoting the game, getting more, you know, it's better television coverage and so on and so forth. And so they've gone back and forth on that. And it's an interesting situation. Rob, I think you got some comments on this, and I certainly do. But what do you think is about this?
I agree with her in that, first of all, Draymond, this is like, why are you in this fight? Why are you even sticking your nose in this if you're not going to just support them?
Trying to be supportive, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the way it came across.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
they admitted that, too, that we know he's an ally, but they didn't think he knew.
But the way it came out, that's not the way you want to do it. And if he would have just said support to the to women's sports or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
You can say that in private to him, right? If
right.
you really
exactly.
got a plan, just say
exactly.
it in private.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go, Chris. Everything doesn't have to be blast publicly, okay?
Right.
You could still pick up
it
the phone.
It looked like you were chastising
you could still,
them.
Right. That's what it came across as, and I don't blame them for not being happy with that. So I think women have been underappreciated and underpaid in certain circumstances. Not all. Because it is about revenue, and you get paid. The more money
Bottom
you can
line.
Generate, the more money you should have access to. And I mean everybody. I don't care what company it is, Chris, what business. You're selling hot dogs.
Right.
The more money you make, the more that people should have.
You know this, Rob. The argument can't be, we work just as hard.
No,
we
no,
know
no,
you do.
No.
But you know what? We work just as hard as Colin Cowherd,
right? Right, but
we don't
get as
much
because
we're not generating as much revenue.
Money. Exactly,
so
we know that
it is what it is.
Right, and that's part of the equation. But I'm going to take it one step further when we talk about this, and I'm just going to say, the one thing I'm most disappointed in when we talk about women's sports, why women's sports aren't covered the same, why they don't get the same access to television and big games and all that kind of stuff, is Chris. Women won't support the women's leagues. There are more women than men. If women, I'm telling you, you know this, Chris, you're in the newspaper business. If the WNBA games were packed right at Madison Square Garden for the Liberty, they would have a beat writer who travels with
Absolutely.
The team.
If
when their games were on television, they got a equivalent or close to TV rating as a Knicks or Nets game, the advertisers would flock to it. People would go, there's a big WNBA game on.
Yep.
But the numbers are minuscule. And I'm going to say this.
I agree with you, Rob.
You can't blame the men, right, for not being behind this when the women won't. And I don't know what it is. I'm not here to bash women's sports. But I would love to hear from women, too, out there. Women don't support women's sports. Chris, when I've been married for a long time. I never had a woman say to me, hey, would you like to go to a WNBA game on a Friday night or take me out? You know what I mean? Like, invite me
well,
to a WNBA game?
Well, have you had a woman ask you out?
Yeah, that's another question. It's been a long time.
Let's keep it fair.
Yeah, no. That's true. But you see my point, though.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Exactly.
Is that going on? That's what guys do. We want to go out on a date, Chris. Hey, you want to go to the Lakers game? You want to go to the Clippers game? Right?
Right.
Do
right.
women do that? Tell their boyfriends or their husbands, I got tickets, you know, for the Sparks. Let's go to the Sparks game on Saturday night. This is what I'm just saying is that the support, if women don't support it, how can you be mad at men for not supporting it. That's my only knock, I'm going to say. Do women, if they generate the money, they deserve equal, fair pay, whatever, Chris. I'm all for that. But to cry about why they don't get the same attention is based on the numbers. The numbers aren't there.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Let me say to Megan Rapinoe, from what I've read, now I know that the United States Soccer Federation and the Women's National Team, they can't agree on whether the women or the men generate more money. But I've seen numbers that over the last few years, the women's national team has generated more money for the United States Soccer Federation than the men's team. If that's the case, then the women should not be getting equal to the men. They should be getting more than the men. As we said, right, it's based on revenue. All right? And so I'm totally with women. Like, even if you said it was like the NBA players get roughly 50% of the league revenue that's generated. WNBA players should get that. Soccer women should get the same split as the men get.
Yep.
Whatever the case. So, but to your point, Rob, it's going to be based on revenue, period. Don't tell me the WNBA women should make as much money as the NBA players when you're not generating a fraction of the money that they're making.
Right. There's got to be some revenue that's coming out that's going back. That's basic economics.
And also, Rob, and you know this too, it is not, if the newspaper covered the WNBA as much as the NBA, it would be as popular.
Right.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
But my point,
you
Chris,
can't
about
just,
the attendance,
you know what I mean? It's
and
not
the
just
TV
put it
numbers.
In their face.
Right.
Right. The TV.
They have to
women's
have
games
that.
Are on TV.
Right.
The NCAA women's tournament was on TV. It didn't generate the same numbers. And that, look, it is what it is. Now, you said it right, Rob. Women, I don't know. I don't know if they're more into men's sports. I think so. I don't know the numbers.
Right.
Though. But you're right. They aren't going to the WNBA games or any of these women's sports games and packing them out. If they do, and then they start generating more money, then you can get the same money as the men's sport that generates more revenue.
Right.
It,
so
it's
to
really
me,
as simple as that.
Right. The push should be, Chris, that moms and women and girlfriends make a night out, that they go to these games, right?
Right.
And that's what you're going to, that's how you increase TV ratings, interest, why newspapers and internet and all these other places are covering this, and why it becomes important. But you have to have the fan support. Otherwise, and it's, you know what, Chris? It's no different than those football leagues they started in the spring. What
Absolutely.
Happened?
They
guys didn't got
right.
they. It wasn't automatic.
Right.
It wasn't automatic. And you know what happened? Even the XFL with McMahon behind it and all that, Chris, and the networks, guess what? They flopped and they went
right.
off the air because people don't want it. They want NFL
yep.
football.
Those were male
yes.
football players, and they didn't get a dime. Because you got to generate revenue,
there you
period.
Go.
And I'll say this, right? Look, male, for whatever reason, I mean, male models, there are certain things more associated, you know, like male models don't make the same money as female models.
Right. Nope.
They don't. They don't make close to it. And so there are, you know, it's in some situations, obviously, we need to make sure women get equal pay in more instances than not, because that's a rarity that you have a field where males don't get what the women get, but they don't. And so it's all about revenue. Male models aren't as famous as female models. Just like in most cases, women's athletes, it's a rarity that a female athlete becomes like a cultural national icon. Some do, Serena. There have been others. But it's rare. It's much more rare than the male athlete in America. And so these are the things that go into the different pay scales. So we want to hear from you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Rob and I agree on this. And we want to ask you, how much blame do other women deserve for the wage gap in women's professional sports? And we're not even saying the wage gap, because we're both saying they should get as high a percentage of the revenue their sport generates as the man. We're just saying, why don't their sports generate as much as the men? We think a lot of it is that women aren't supporting these sports. What do you say? 877-99 on Fox, The Odd Couple. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner,
leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/theshot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Rob, that is an anthem for you. That is an anthem for you right there.
And that voice, he had an unmistakable voice.
Yep. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We mourn the loss of DMX, hip-hop icon. All right, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Your turn to weigh in. Who's to blame for women's sports not generating the same revenue, in most cases, as men's sports?
All right, let's kick it off with, let's start with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. My brother's behind the boys. How y'all feeling this Friday?
We good, bro. How are you?
Great.
I'm doing amazing. Hey, yo, rest in peace to Dogman X, man. Only hip-hop artist to ever have two number one albums in the same year, man. Shout out to the big man. Rest in peace, yo.
He was a workhorse, boy. That's for sure.
Man, rough life, man. But, hey, he did a lot in his lifetime. So, hey, much love and much respect. God bless to him. But my take on this real quick, man, is I don't think we could blame the women 100%. Now, granted, they're not attending the games. They're not watching it on TV. But, look, they got to invest into these women's sports. They got to put more promotion out there. They got to start doing things to make people interested. Look, when y'all first got on the radio, Fox was doing y'all a lot of doing a lot of promo, having a lot of drops. I was getting hyped up for the Odd Couple. But when I talk about women's sports, I didn't see not one Final Four commercial for women's basketball. I don't see any kind of WNBA promo going on during the summer months. I really come across it on accident trying to find men's sports. So,
yeah,
to me, you got to put some of this on the corporations, too.
Yeah, but see,
do you think that's going to make you watch it? I mean, honestly, the sports that get commercials like that are sports people are watching.
But, Sean, let me tell you, Chris, you can stop me if I'm incorrect on this. This is what I was told by people in the know. That advertisers who advertise with the NBA were almost forced, Chris, to also do the WNBA. Like, if you wanted a piece of the NBA, you had to allocate some money towards the WNBA stuff. Like, so the NBA did go out of their way.
Yeah, the NBA has been very supportive.
Do you know what I mean? Despite the bottom line, I'm going to tell you this. The Detroit Shock, Chris, they couldn't sell any tickets. They couldn't sell any tickets. The owner, the late owner, Bill Davidson, wanted to get rid of the Shock a long time prior. And David Stern said, please do not. We don't want to move them out of Detroit. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Can you hang on? Because there was no revenue coming in. I'm being honest.
You're right, Rob. And I remember seeing the commercials where NBA players have talked about their love for the WNBA.
Chauncey Billups had daughters promoted, and they used to have.
Yes. They have promoted it. So, I look, people are going to watch what they want to watch. And if it's not being promoted to the degree that some other sports are, if you really want to watch it, they're going to check it out.
Hey, let's get Carlton in real quick in Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Carlton?
First time, long time, fellas. How you guys doing?
What's happening?
Good,
thank
man.
You.
How are you?
Good. Not bad. Not bad. Listen, I'm in sales, and I've been in sales for over 25 years. And you're only going to get paid as much as you're bringing in. I mean, right. If you're not bringing in any money, any revenue, then you're not going to get paid the percentage that you really want to. I'm always an advocate for equal rights for everybody. You know, if a woman's generating more money, then God bless her and do their thing. But
she can make more money.
Jermyn Green was absolutely right. Now, whether you want to accept it or not, he's absolutely right. I mean, you have to find a way to generate more income for your leagues, so therefore it gets more television viewers, gets more people in the stands, that type of thing. That's the only thing that generates more money.
My thing, though, is, Carlton, they need to make the plea to the women and ingrain this, that this is date night, going to a WNBA game or going to women's soccer or whatever it may be. But until women start going, you know what I mean?
I do. Rob, I definitely understand that, but that's going to take a generation. I mean, these things don't happen overnight.
Let's not look. It's very possible they just never going to catch men in attendance
and
viewership.
But you
got to
do better than they've been doing. The WNBA's been around, Chris, for what, 15 or 20 years? How long has it been around?
No, since it's Stern been around was commissioner. A long time. And the right. NBA has stuck by it. They've really supported it.
They could have pulled the plug a long time ago, to be honest.
Right. So it just, it is what it is. And it, you know, just like the caller said, Rob, it's based on revenue. So, all right, we got our man, Kevin Frazier coming up. This will be a lot of fun.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We are excited to have our next host on. He is the host of Entertainment Tonight Now. And last night, you know, moonlighting a bit with the TNT crew, our brother Kevin Frazier. What's up, man?
Yo.
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
It's great to have you on,
you know,
brother.
What? Let me tell you how much pride I have in Kevin Frazier. Can I do that, Kev, for 2 seconds?
Because
when I met Kev, he was a weekend sportscaster in Cincinnati. And look at this dude. He's a mega star, man. Unbelievable.
Hey, before we get to the basketball, you, as I said, TNT the other night with the, you know, that crew, Barkley and Shaq, yeah, and all those guys. What is it like up there with them? I mean, how do you go, what's your game plan when you sit down with them and, you know, let it rip?
You know, what people don't realize is that those three are genius, and you got to learn how to get out of the way. And it's the hardest thing to do when you're a sportscaster and you're like, hey, I want to do this highlight. I want to say this thing. You really need to get out of the way and let their genius shine through. Charles Barkley is a genius. I mean, he's a genius. And you got to get out of the way. Let it happen. And that's what the main thing that I think about every time. I'm just like, shut up and listen.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. Like, there's no bar, and you know this at the old place where we all spent some time.
Yeah.
They are forever trying to find an NBA show that can compete with
They've
inside
tried forever,
the NBA on TNT.
It just hasn't happened, right?
Because it's Barkley.
Well,
am I right? It's Barkley.
Yeah.
Period.
I would say Barkley. I would say Shaq. But it's also the fact that they try to overproduce it. If you know at that other place, you could not. Somebody's doing a highlight, and you start talking about a movie. They'd have a fit. They're like, what are you doing?
Right.
Shut up. Whereas here, they let everything just happen naturally, and so it feels so organic. And I think that's the thing. I'm shocked that they haven't figured out, let the dudes go. I mean, our final segment was us hitting golf balls. Yes. Nobody cares about it. You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
And when Charles was yelling, nobody cares about the Thunder in Cleveland right now.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Right.
Only Charles can get away with that, you know, like for a league, and you're telling people nobody cares or nobody wants to watch that game. You know, that's how big he is. But definitely, I covered Charles when he played, so to see him where he is now is great. The other thing, Kev, do you miss sports? You got a great job, Entertainment Tonight. I mean, an iconic show. But do you miss sports sometimes, or how much do you still watch it, or are you just into the all entertainment and the movies and the music?
I mean, look, Robin, you know this. I mean, it is in my blood. I mean, my father was a coach, you know, with the Knicks. And so this is something that will never leave me. I love basketball through and through. As a matter of fact, if my father were here, he might look at me a little side-eye and be like, you still doing that entertainment thing, huh?
Right.
Okay. But my job at Entertainment Tonight is amazing. It's an incredible job, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And the things that I've learned and the things I get to do are crazy. And the places and people that I get to be around and the things you're standing on the red carpet at the Oscars, or you're walking somewhere crazy with Beyonce, and you're like, this is my job. It's unbelievable. So I love that too. But yeah, every once in a while I miss sports. I just want to do a highlight.
Well, we gonna give you some minutes to weigh in now.
Okay.
You know the game. You know the game. Yeah. You played the game in college as well. We talked yesterday. Bronzy Wells came out the other night. I don't know if you saw his tweet. He said that Chris Paul might be the greatest point guard ever, and that he's definitely on the Mount Rushmore of point guards. Now, I don't know. I think he thinks Mount Rushmore is bigger than it actually is.
There's only four spots, right? Yeah, there's only four spots.
Is Chris Paul on the Mount Rushmore, I know you know it's four spots, of point guards?
Let me say this, okay? What Chris Paul is doing and what he's done for so long so well is the thing that gets him into consideration to be on Mount Rushmore. If you think of the greats, it's not just being able to do it, but it's being able to do it for a long time well. And if you look at everywhere Chris Paul has gone, he has lifted the level of play of others and continued to play well. I mean, look, he took the Clippers on his back as far as he could go. I mean, he was carrying everybody.
Is Chris Paul on the Mount Rushmore of point guards?
No. Kev don't want to say no, but we already know.
I get it. You being nice.
Hey, that's all. Because
here's my Mount Rushmore, Kevin. Rob didn't give me his because I think he agrees with me. But he don't dig one of the guys. All right. Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, Oscar Robertson, and Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, well, first of all, let me just say this. Do you, and when you think point guards, is Steph known for being a prolific point guard who is setting up other people, and his job is to make people better, or is he the greatest shooter in the history of NBA? So that blurs the line of a point guard, right?
I'll give you that.
And so that's where I could put Chris Paul in there. Now, here's the separation. The thing that you're naming people, and Chris got to get over this hump. He's got to get over the hump somewhere. If he wins a ring, then it looks different. Right now,
right,
being stuck in the muck, in the mire, and you know he's somewhere around, you know, elevated over Bob Cousy. But the problem is you got Magic standing around all them damn rings.
Right, right,
no doubt about it. Right. Let me ask you about the Brooklyn Nets. I mean,
oh my God,
we saw Kevin Durant return looking like he didn't miss a day, and they didn't even have Harden. They're running people out the gym. When they're all together, they're going to be tough to beat, Kev. Right.
I think that, you know, I would say that Philly would be okay and that Philly would be able to handle them, but Philly can't. Philly will – I don't think that Philly has enough firepower to handle them. Those guys are different and special. And let's just start with Kyrie. Love him or hate him, he is an unstoppable offensive force.
Yep, absolutely.
Now put that with James Harden, who is an unstoppable offensive force, right?
Right.
And now you have – just on the bench in the back line now, you have KD, who is an unstoppable offensive force. So nobody can have – you're not going to get those nights where, like, oh, they just couldn't score.
Right,
but
all
now
three.
Then you're looking at, oh, we can throw it over to Blake if we want to. And I mean, don't forget the guys coming off the bench and the bigs they have. I mean, DeAndre has fallen so far on the depth chart. And, I mean, that's a guy – DeAndre Jordan is – he would start anywhere else. So right. All I'm saying is they are so loaded. I think they are unbeatable. It is another one of them damn super teams, and I'm not a fan of them.
Expound on that. I was going to ask you about that because, you know, we all grew up together,
yes,
and we saw super teams in the 80s, but they were more organic with Bird and Showtime. and drafting, trades,
yeah. Not like
yes.
This.
So how do you feel about the players coming together and creating these teams?
I mean, what I think is the one thing that it's done is it's deflated the value of a ring. Think about that. Because you think about somebody like Karl Malone who tried in the very end to go to the Lakers, or Gary Payton who tried to get a ring. But think of all the guys who played their entire career and never left and never went someplace else to get a ring. George Gervin could have gone and signed on with somebody and got a ring somewhere. Charles Barkley tried desperately to sign on somewhere and could have gotten a ring. And these days, he would have teamed up with five other guys. So right. You look at some of these people out there who could have done it in the past, but they did it. You know, they tried to stay in their place. They battled the Titans and they did all that stuff. So it hurts me a little bit when these guys are getting these rings and you look around and you're like, well, you were playing with seven dudes who are going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
That's crazy.
Let me ask you 30 seconds. Oh, go ahead, Rob.
I just want last thing. We went out to dinner not too long ago. This is not to – we went out to dinner. It was great. And it was Kev, Galen Gordon, who was a big shot at ABC News, Stephen A., and myself. We went to Mastro's here in L.A., and was that not a great dinner? And I just want you to know, three of us had short arms at the table, so you know who paid the bill for the four of us. Was that not an awesome night?
awesome night, awesome dinner, and you're damn right. Stephen A. is killing the game. I love that. I was like, yeah. Go ahead, Deep Pocket.
Thank you, Stephen A. We ate up. But look, we ate up.
I mean, that's our guy. We love him. We love him. That's our guy. And, you know, it was a great gesture by him. But, I mean, hey, brothers are making money now. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he can afford it. He can afford it.
He'll be okay. He'll be okay.
That is our man, Kevin Frazier, host of Entertainment Now. Hey, man. Great job, brother.
Yes,
it was great to have
on,
you.
Bro.
We appreciate it.
Guys, bring me back during the playoffs. I need to talk sport. I need sports in my life. So bring
I hear
back
you. We will do it. Guaranteed. Okay. Guaranteed. All right.
I'll bring y'all on during the Oscars, okay?
Yeah. Hey, it's a date.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right, cool. Y'all. Yep.
All right, guys.
A sleeping giant has been awoken in the NBA. We'll get into that next. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner,
leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/theshot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky flashback Friday. Make my funk the P-Funk. At least that's what Iowa Sam is saying. All right, Rob, you brought it up earlier. You watch your Clippers. I say your Clippers because you picked them to win the West. But the Clippers beat Phoenix last night. Great win. I will say this. And it's not an excuse. It is what it is. But it's a fact. The Suns, and I think the Clippers are better than the Suns. But the Suns were coming off. They were on the second night of a back-to-back. And you know that first back-to-back game was a killer because it took them overtime to beat the Utah Jazz. So they may have been a little weary-legged, but still, very good win by your Clippers.
They're not my Clippers because I don't root for any teams, but I did pick them to win the West. And, they were rolling. Seven in a row. Chris, I don't know. Were there any back-to-back games in those seven in a row? Rob G., can you find out for me? Because they were able to win a back-to-back at some point when you win seven in a row, and they weren't able. And I give you that. It was a tough game that they played prior, but I just love the way that the Clippers played. Patrick Beverley got ejected in that game, but Rondo, go look in that game. Did you watch it, or did you see any of it, Chris?
I saw it.
Rondo played well.
Did you see the dunk by Kawhi?
Yes. Unbelievable
that
dunk.
That was ferocious.
That's when you talk about DeAndre his big Aiden, hands, Chris, right? You know
oh
that. Like
my.
He just has
He threw it
claw.
Into the rim. It was crazy, like Blake Griffin used to do.
Yep. Amazing. But they're playing really well now. I think that's 9 of 11, 11 of
15.
You know, they had that swoon in the middle. They're just playing better basketball. And the additions, you know, Boogie Cousins, Rondo. I like the roster, Chris. I think this team is better than a year ago. And I think that they'll have a good shot at reaching there. They're so under the radar this year. Nobody cares about them. Nobody believes in them. They're not the favorites. Nobody's ranting and raving about them. I think that's where the Clippers need to be. And instead of out front, Chris, because they just haven't accomplished enough. But I like what I'm seeing.
No, they're playing much better. There's several things that have come together for them. One, the defense. They were mediocre defensively for most of the year. Or I should say the first half of the season, which was baffling, Rob. With Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on the wings, Patrick Beverley at the point, and some of the other guys they have, there's no reason they should be like the 16th ranked defensive team in the league. And over the last, since the All-Star break, like you said, about the last 15 games, they've been fifth in the league defensively. That's where they should be. So that's number one. Number two, one thing they lacked, Rob, was leadership from the player perspective. That's not Kawhi. It's not Paul George. It's not Patrick Beverley because he's not really good enough as a player. He'll talk. They needed that, and that's what Rondo's brought him. Rondo is a leader. So that's the second thing. Third thing, Rob, they had trouble closing games. They were one of the worst teams in the clutch minutes before recently. Rondo gets there. You mentioned him. Last night, 8 points, three assists in the fourth quarter. In a 5.5-minute stretch that turned a close game, I think it was 4 points, 6 points.
Blew it open.
Into a route.
And they left him open, and he knocked down two threes in that stretch.
Totally. And he got the other guys involved. He had three assists in that stretch. So, Rondo, playoff Rondo is there. Like, I think with Rondo, Rob.
He's perfect for that team, Chris. He really is.
Right. It's not just playoff Rondo. It's big game Rondo. I think, like, in Atlanta, where they're not really playing for anything, I don't know if he's not motivated or what, but when the bright lights are on and it really means something, that's when he's at his best.
Yeah, I like where they're headed, and they got a month to go for the season. They got a shot, no doubt.
In the West. I mean, they got a shot to get to the finals and take your lumps against Brooklyn. Assuming all things work out.
I think they would love to take their lumps against Brooklyn.
Of course, if they beat the Lakers, that would be huge for them. I mean, that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is the championship. But they would love to get there past the Lakers. But we'll see. LeBron bringing a thunderstorm. I read on Instagram, Twitter, something.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheChi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.